Good Monday morning, everyone. It is business of the week time. Welcoming back a dear friend that I made here on the show, Jim Christ from Christ Furniture. Good morning, Jim.
Well, good morning, Bill. It's great to have a chance to visit with you again and tell everything about the wonderful things going on at Christ Furniture right now.
Good to have you back. And before I forget, because everyone knows I will, what is your address out there, Jim?
Well, it's 205 West Broadway. We're right downtown Eagle Grove, right in the center block there next to the time and temperature, so you can't miss us.
Easy to remember, and a good-looking storefront on that building. You can't miss it.
Yeah, we've got a nice wide sign there.
So there you go. Now, you have also, speaking of good-looking, you've also got a website. What's that website address, Jim?
Well, it's a little bit long, but it's Christ Furniture and Mattress.
And you'll find everything there. And speaking of good-looking things, I got two questions. One, how is that new grandson?
Oh, Daxon, he's wonderful. Just got to see him yesterday, hold him a little bit. He's about a month old now. He's growing wonderfully. And it's hard to believe that a baby can smile. I'm 1 month, he's smiling. It just melts, Grandpa. Just, you got to pick him off the floor when he does that.
I have always said they know what's going on. They can't verbalize it. That's all. That's all. I think they're just as alert as can be, Jim. And some, well, you know, just like adults, some a little more than others. But no doubt in my mind, they know what's going on around them. They know.
And they can hear and
they see it all. And I think maybe the reason they don't verbalize is they're keeping their mouth shut. They're just figuring out who's who.
smarter than us.
That's right. That's right. And second question, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was real good. Very, very good. We had about an 8-hour drive for back. And then our morning trip on the way there, five deer wanted to introduce themselves to me. And fortunately,
wow,
the in-lock brakes worked very well.
There you go.
And everybody lived through it. And so we were blessed. And so were they.
I'm certainly glad to hear it. There is more furniture to be sold. There you go. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Now, we're in, speaking of selling, we're at that time of year, Jim. Christmas has snuck right up. This year has flown by. And we were talking not too long ago about the way people, especially couples, you know, they buy basically throwaway gifts. You know, let's buy her a blender, let's buy him a pocket knife, whatever. Well, Jim, people don't stop and think when you're a couple, a married couple, whatever, it's okay to buy a gift for your home. That's a long-term deal.
We are seeing a lot more of that. Couples are coming in and saying, you know, instead of throwing you $150 on a sweater and maybe just a little Game Boy thing that, you know, in 6 months they're all going to be thrown away and not use them, to invest a little bit more together and getting something nice for the home that's going to last 5, 10, 15 years or, you know, or longer. And it's a smart money move, and it's long-lasting, and it really ends up to be a good investment for yourselves and the beauty of your home.
And something everybody can enjoy.
Yes, it's the friends and the family and at least yourself.
Right. Now, another thing, and this is something I want to get out of the way so I don't forget it because it fascinates me, Jim. But when you walk in the door, if you're like me, oftentimes you kind of know, okay, I'm looking for a couch. Well, that's pretty much where I stop, Jim. I don't know beyond that what I want. But I have learned that you have a staff of four that has 30-plus years experience each.
Each one, yes. And so, as you said, you I don't know that much about cars or computers.
Mm-hmm.
Or things. When I go into place, I really rely on their knowledge to help me make a good decision. That's what we can do for our customers. With everybody with that much experience, we've seen almost every scenario possible when it comes to deliveries, how we're going to get it in there, or, you know, financing options, how can I pay for this, or what colors work together.
Yeah.
And how to arrange a room. So we're non-commissioned, so, I mean, the advice is very genuine, and We work at a nice casual pace with you. It's not a rush job or anything like that, but good advice, real good advice.
That is amazing. 30 years of furniture knowledge. Now, for somebody like me, that's incredible, because I don't know my fabrics. I don't know what's going to stand up to what, how long it's going to last, what color might go with my throw rug. I don't know any of that stuff.
And one other thing that people really do like is the owners are on hand. Myself and my wife, we're here most every single day. So sometimes you got to go right to the boss to get the good answers to your questions, help me with the solution. And in some places you can never talk to who's in charge.
You're right. And you know, Jim, I have a theory that one day the big box retailers are going to put a hit out on me, because I always say this. But go in a big box store and try to find anybody with 30 years of experience, especially in one field, and then much less find somebody that is going to take the time and walk you through the buying process, getting it to your house, without charging you $50 to deliver it. But do the whole process. Hold your hand through the whole thing. It's not buying a sofa or a bed or whatever, Jim, that's not a quick decision. That's something that's going to be with you for years.
Absolutely, yes. And in the buying process, we can help them through, and so they understand it completely. So there's no surprises.
Right. Now, speaking of surprises, I understand that you stay busy out there. I know that for a fact. But you are full again. You've still got a full house of furniture.
Oh, yes. We've stocked up, and a lot of our Christmas deliveries have arrived. So we do have a lot of fresh merchandise. We've got some Lazy Boy high leg recliners. That's one that's more like up on wood legs and wing backs that are very stylish, and some beautiful patterned fabrics. We also got some new sofas and love seats, and just arrives in some very stylish fabrics. One thing that's nice is these are in more of a petite size. So if you have a smaller home, apartment, or condominium, this would be absolutely perfect. It's a neutral fabric, and the size is right.
Wow.
We've got a new end tables, and they've got like stone tops. That makes them very, very attractive.
Oh, beautiful.
More of a rustic wood. So that's where you got your little nicks and scrapes on it, and so they look a little bit more old and cozy that way. Some of our coffee tables have lift top options on them.
Yes.
Lift top of the coffee table right up into your lap. So it's great to either read a book, maybe put your laptop on, maybe have a snack on.
Right.
And then it just folds right back down.
Now, those lift tops, you got to watch the lip tops. They leave a mess. But the lift tops are great, too, talking about grandkids. When the grandkids come over, a bowl of cereal, the Game Boy, the tablet, whatever they're using, you can put them in place. You know they've got a surface in front of them, and you know you're good to go.
Yeah, and they've engined them nicely. They've got a very heavy weight on the other end of it, so they don't get tippy for them. They're quite stable.
I'm a big fan of the lift-top tables, always have been. They're just so convenient. And you know, we talked about last time you were here, you can close those things, and you have no idea that it's a lift-top. It looks like a coffee table just sitting there.
You'd never, ever know. No.
Just amazing to me. And you talk about a useful piece of furniture. I mean, you know, it's a multitasker, basically. Christmas time, I know you're full. You still got the 9,313 recliners in there, Jim?
And more is coming, yes. We still have a great selection. We've got like 80 on the floor that they can come in,
Wow.
Look in, try, see the different colors. There are different shapes and sizes, so we can help you find just the right one. And that's where, going back to our experienced salespeople, a lot of times when they come in, we can, you know, just help them from their height and things. We've known, after selling so many recliners, what's going to fit them, and we can break it down. So, no, you don't have to sit in all 80 recliners to find one. We can really quickly show you which ones are going to fit.
Now,
and they're on hand for immediate delivery.
That's amazing. And if by some odd chance you don't find what you want in the store, Jim, you guys can order it for whoever's in the store, right?
That is very, very correct, yes. Wow. We do a lot of custom ordering for people, and if you need something else, we can help you find it.
I think something that people don't think about, because, you know, maybe a lot of people like me are not real furniture knowledgeable, although after meeting Jim Crist, I'm becoming furniture knowledgeable. But, you know, a lot of folks will just go in and say, okay, well, that one's $300 cheaper than that one, so I'm going to grab that. But here's the thing, Jim, and Jim's going to know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm a bigger guy. I'm about 6'1", 250, 255-ish. I can't just plop down in your run-of-the-mill recliner. It's not going to be comfortable, and it's not going to last long.
Right, and that's where your quality really does make a difference. And we talked a little bit about this before. Even some of the basic elements between a non-quality recliner, a cheaper one, and a better one, mm-hmm. is the quality of foam. And
right.
As you say, when you plop down your recliner, if you got a cheap chair, you got cheap foam, and boy, you might hit the floor. So
right.
You really can feel the difference when you buy something better.
I know my mom, about a year ago, we were looking at furniture for her place, and she said, well, so-and-so, a big box store, Jim, a big box store has recliners for $99. And I said, well, that's great, but you're going to buy 8 of those in the time that a $500 recliner will last you. And
Yeah, that's about like one time I went to Vegas, and I think I saw on the strip they have like a ribeye steak for $99.
Yes.
Something like that. Believe me, you got a bunch of pigs.
That's right. And the steak would probably be more comfortable than that $99 recliner. Might be made of the same leather, Jim.
Yeah, well, even at that time, I said, okay, that looks a little too good to be true.
That's right. That's right. So, folks, it's and believe it or not, Jim, and I laughed to myself when you mentioned the foam, but I actually had that foam conversation with somebody earlier this week. I really did. And it came up, we were talking about furniture, and I said, well, let me tell you what I learned from Jim Crist.
Excellent.
Gave the whole foam speech, Jim. I was very proud of myself. Now, accessories, recliners, everything, you're fully stocked for Christmas, Jim. You're still doing the free delivery. You can help people with the fabrics and everything. Now, I know there's always a million things going on. What else do we have going on at Crist Furniture?
Well, we just got in always a real popular item, especially around Christmas time. We got a new shipment of lift chairs, and a lot of people will like to buy that for mom or, mm-hmm. or someone in the family that needs it. We've got a great selection, all sizes, new colors. So, wow, if you need one of those, we've got a great inventory of those just arrived. And also picked up a new mattress line that's really nice. Comes up with up to a 20-year warranty.
Wow.
Like double of about everything else. And also got in several new firm beds. So if you're looking for a firmer bed and having a hard time finding one, I've got one like, ooh, wow, it's firm. Another one is more of a comfortable firm. So we've been selling a lot of them in this firmer mattress style.
Oh.
Great warranties. And made in Iowa.
Wow, really?
That's the great part.
That is amazing right there. That it's just something to me is just so much better when you know where it comes from like that. It just feels so much better.
And 20. And that is a local factory to take care of you.
That's fantastic. And you said you have some mattresses with a 20-year warranty?
Yeah, that's correct. And then what even makes it even more to me exciting is that's a non-prorated. So that means if you have it 18, 19 years and it has a defect in it, you'll get a new mattress.
Wow.
Not a prorated like so you're used to with the batteries. Well,
yeah.
After 18 years, you get $3 back.
Right.
This is a full non-prorated warranty for 20 years.
So that is amazing.
A lot of belief and research in their quality, and they're standing behind their product.
That is phenomenal, Jim. You can't get a 20-year warranty on anything. That is.
Get a mattress now.
Well, that's true. Other than Jim's mattresses, that's right. Well, Jim, we are up against the clock here, and you'll be back with us tomorrow morning as well, and the rest of the week.
Yes. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun things to share with you. And,
yes.
And as I say, it's a great time to shop Crist Furniture right now. Our selection is phenomenal.
You can't have Christmas without Crist Furniture. There you go. Feel free to use that. Jim, what's your address one more time?
Okay, it's downtown Eagle Grove, 205 West Broadway, downtown Eagle Grove, right next to our time and temperature, and we'll be here anxious to wait.
And that, let me see if I remember it, ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com?
Oh, very good. Very good.
See that?
See,
you can't tell me I don't learn from Jim Crist. Look at that. I'm learning all kinds of good stuff.
That's a foam story. There's hope for you.
I'm going to come over and just sell mattresses, Jim. I mean... I'll learn my mattresses, 20-year warranty. We're good to go.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, Crist, as always, I've had a blast with you. Boy, time flies when I'm talking to you. It's just goes by so fast.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
They tell me upstairs, you know, the powers that be, they say, all right, well, 7 or 8 minutes with your business of the week is good. That's a good interview. And then I get with Jim, and we do 20, 25 minutes. Jim, I tell you what, you're fun to talk to, and I can honestly say I learn something every time I talk to you. I certainly do.
Well,
we thank you, and we'll talk to you kind of bright and early tomorrow morning. I wish you a fantastic rest of your day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and we'll be back right after this.